Okay, this is kind of like an intro to a book, Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, A Guide to Effortless Creation. Use it in a course. I use it in when I get people in a new business, teaching them how to create their own business. I definitely use it to help them get off on the right foot. I'm using it to help vets and hopefully victims of human trafficking so they can create some passive income for themselves at home, free from the distractions of the world. Anyway, that's what this book's about. So this is some thoughts on it, and I've made some cuts and paste, but you'll get through it. This is about your biggest barrier, and about anyone's biggest barrier, my biggest barrier, your biggest barrier. It's about dissolving that big barrier, that thing that's stopping you in your life from getting what you want, that thing that's limiting your income, that thing that's keeping you trapped. So let's go on. First, I'm going to cover some background. I had a different kind of life. I was raised with, had a lot of stuff. And then I realized that a lot of the people around, even though they had lots of money, their lives sucked, basically. And I didn't like that. So I was kind of idealistic back in the, 70s, hippie days. I went to dental school, realized that was a fraud being manipulated by Big Pharma, and I just couldn't do it. So I went out and started teaching meditation and learning meditation. And I ended up, through a lot of trial and errors, having a couple of things. One, I realized that there's more important things than this life, this world. I had a near-death experience that showed me there's a lot more than this. And faith is very, very important. In fact, it's more important than perhaps anything. I started realizing a lot about the mind, and I started studying about the mind. And I read all the psychology stuff, all the books, and I realized very quickly that they're very limited. There's a book out there called Toxic Psychiatry, and it shows how that whole system was co-opted by Big Pharma to stop helping people and just turn them into lifelong drug addicts on antipsychotics and stuff, and that's been carried out to extreme. So I realized that everything that is presented to us as people isn't real. Indeed, there are many things that are truly illusionary that we just consider real. We believe. We believe, that's the key. We believe. That doesn't mean that they're real or true. It just means that's what we believe. And when I said faith is important, I think faith is very important, maybe the most important. But then there's illusions of faith, and there's illusions of helping people, and there's illusions that the Big Pharma makes. And that carry that by a million times, and that's the world we live in, a world of illusions that we consider as real. It's like a matrix. When I had that near-death experience and some other deep experiences like that, it really made me reconsider what this world really is. So I looked deeply at the mind and belief. So I got a lot of that, studying the mind, studying how to control my mind, studying how to think, to not think, to do true no-thought meditation. And then I got into some other stuff, like a whole different track. And then I got in with some security people. Actually, I got in with a rich guy, and he had me learn lie detection, and not the kind where you strap somebody in, although I know that. It's the kind where you get it from their voice, from what they're saying. And you'd be surprised, that's actually much more effective in my estimation, a lot of other people's estimation. That's why they don't talk about it. But voice tone, biofeedback, psychological stress evaluators. And then there's a lot of people know about, body language. And I spent so many hours, tens of thousands of hours doing that, for business and stuff. And learning, and I found ways to develop it into a therapy. When I say therapy, it really wasn't a therapy. It was a way of looking more deeply at what you're thinking, what you're believing, and seeing the truth about that compared to what you're thinking and believing. So I don't know what to call it. A process, I guess, would be best. I was kind of helping people more on a religious basis, people getting rid of their limitations, their stops. And that's what this is about. I even wrote a book, and you'll get this book if you do the course. It's called Aladdin's Lamp Unleashed, The Guide to Effortless Creation. And it is. And in that book, the core of that book is about our beliefs and how they stop us. It's not the conscious beliefs. Well, think about what a belief is. We call it a truth. Some dictionaries even call beliefs truths. They equate them, but they're not. A belief is something that you hold as true. And we have these unconscious beliefs, a lot of them are even hidden, where we hold something that's a lie as truth. This is the game that the communists use. They use to indoctrinate kids, not used to, they're full at it right now, 100%, in the school systems, training people to believe things that are lies. They're really not true. They don't hold fact, but when you believe it, it's real to you. You believe it and it's true. And I work with some, I used to do unindoctrination, you know, get kids out of cults. And I was in a cult, so I knew what they were talking about. And I would find the beliefs that held them there, and all of a sudden, boom, they're free. Or get people in a codependent relationship, and they believe all this stuff. They don't even see it. It's so hidden, so subconscious, that they just act on it. It's just, when you look at their truth level, that's what it is. But on these lie truth detectors, it actually shows up. There's an element of a human being that knows what's real and what's not, and a belief that's held as true doesn't mean that it is true. It just means it's true to that person, and they'll act on it. So now we're talking about business. And I've done this in business. I'm going to give one prime example. We're going to do a course on this. And I had a couple, very nice couple, very clean couple, very ethical couple, which I want to enforce. You always want to be ethical. You want to be clean. You want to be honest. You want to be truthful, because you do reap what you sow. You want to be loving. So do those things in business. And that's puts you in a small minority, because a lot of people are out there trying to deceive, trying to push people to buy their things, you know, using NLP. And I know a lot about NLP, and it's the lawyers know a lot about NLP, how to get people to do things they don't want to do or wouldn't do. So that's why you use NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. But there's two sides. It's a double-edged sword. It can be helpful. And for the most part, people use it to sell their products. So we're back to this couple. Now, this couple was a very nice couple. They were working hard at real estate. They were making maybe $40,000 a year, and they were trying, and they just couldn't kind of break that barrier. So we talked, and they realized what I was saying was valid. So they wanted to, I actually ran them, and I ran the girl. She had this massive breakthrough. And basically what she did, she saw a belief that she thought was truth. She didn't even think it was a belief. It was just the truth in her life. And when she saw it, it happens when you really see a belief that for what it is, it just dissolves. It has no more power, no more oomph over you. So it was gone. And right after that, they started jumping up, and they started making $1 million a year in real estate. And this is after years of struggling and struggling at 40,000. And they've made $1 million or a lot more than that ever since. So that's the possibilities of spotting these beliefs. Now, I'm not going to do this for you. I'm not going to sit you down and run your voice and, you know, watch your eyes and see where you're believing a lie. I'm going to just talk about it. And that book talks about it. And there's a lot of processes. The reason I'm not going to talk about it, I don't like to get so involved in the relationships and the emotional aspect of things. I had a lot of people, I used to do this, charge $150 an hour to sit a person down and help them dissolve their beliefs that weren't true. Just basically see them, because that's all you have to do is see, oh, that's not even a truth. That's just a belief. Boom, it's gone. So I would get involved, and some of them were very emotional. And I had a lot of people with codependent relationships, you know, a boy or a girl or a couple. And then one was dominant and the other was submissive. And it was all held together by these hidden, transparent beliefs. And once they would spot them, boom, it was gone. But the other couple, a lot of times the submissive person saw the belief, and the aggressive person, all of a sudden this person was not under their control. They could blink or walk, and they weren't getting the same effect. So it's very tough to deal with the emotional repercussions of that. To make a long story short, the person who felt, who didn't have the release, sometimes felt that, oh, they turn on me. Because, oh, what did you do to my tool? She's no longer my tool. So I just kind of, after a while, just kind of backed away. Would just help people in business and not that kind of stuff. Business is pretty simple, but then you can run into the same stuff. But that's basically what it was, is I'll send them to my friend overseas, but I'm not going to deal more with the emotions, because I don't like to have these people mad at me for freeing their mate. Then also, I realized that Big Pharma has a vested interest in keeping people sick, not well. And again, read that book. That's written by a psychiatrist. That book, again, is called Toxic Psychiatry. And he talks about how psychiatry has gone to hell because All they care about is selling drugs. And they used to be do therapy and stuff like that. So anyway, I just write books. People can find it on their own. So what I'm focused on right now is writing books, this course and teaching people to write books, teaching people to make passive income. And I've got a great system. I'm kind of focused right now on trying to help vets and people who had problems, you know, maybe got out of jail and can't get a good job, create some passive income for them and get their life on kilter. Remember, common sense, do good, be ethical, be fair, be honest, be loving, be true, and be faithful, and all those good things. Incorporate that in your business, and life's a lot more fun. And once again, I'm trying to help vets. And right now, I'm raising money for people who want to help a vet take a gamble and maybe get 3-4 times that money back in a year. Maybe not, but they'll help, definitely help. And I can do all that. I do all the work, and I create passive income. I help other people create it so I can create it for myself. I think passive income is something if people understood, they'd walk through a brick wall to get. So I'm kind of focused on that. And I've got enough to that I don't have to work unless I just want to, but I get bored doing nothing. So I'm always doing something like writing or teaching somebody to write or teaching somebody to make passive income so I can make more. I'll help you run some of the tools. You can run them yourself. Lots of disclaimers. This is, you know, no guarantees, no promises. Maybe you'll uncover a belief that was blocking something in your life that you needed to block. So there's a lot of things that can happen when you start looking at your beliefs. Even you just knowing that there's beliefs out there that you hold that aren't true, just that little bit of knowledge may change. I've seen it change people's whole lives because they start looking. They go, wow, I don't want to have a truth that's a lie. And you start going through like communism and these kids in colleges and stuff, and they start seeing that and they go, oh my God, you've been indoctrinated. You're being used to be a tool. And it's not for your best interest, and it's not for anybody's best interest. It's a system of slavery and indoctrination, and it's built 100% on lies. So anyway, this is about business, helping your business get better. That's what this book's about. We're going to do some tools. There's no guarantees, no promises. And there's a, what do you call an informed consent form that you consent to whatever results you get because you get them and you're reading the book. And I'll talk about it, but that's all. You have a great day, and I'm going to pray that good things happen to you and all your life and me too. So that's it for this session. Thank you. Bye.